Now sleep, my dear. Lullabies. We're back to childhood again. So many of our associations with sleep return there in one form or another. For me, as for many parents, the act of sitting up with a wakeful or sleeping child was a reconnection with my own childhood, my own sense of sleep's vulnerability, the gift you cannot take for granted. For the time being, we still have the gift. Most of us do, anyway. I read in the papers the other day of a Russian woman with a rare disorder who hadn't slept for 11 years. Then, one night, she lay down and crashed out for 8 hours straight. What was the secret? Sudoku. That's it. I should have made my children do Sudoku. Sleeplessness will only lead to poetry.
That was Michael Simmons Roberts on Poetry and Insomnia. Tomorrow evening at the same time, actor Juliet Stevenson reveals how sleeplessness has made its mark on her work. 11 o'clock, and now on Radio 3, Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Farmers Market opening Late Junction tonight, led of course by accordionist, banjo player Lap Steel, cabal-wielding, brilliant musician Stian Carstensen, who's one of our collaborators later on tonight in the Late Junction session. Stian's a long-time admirer of the great dobro player Jerry Douglas, and at last I managed to bring them together after years of planning. That's coming up in about half an hour. Here's another snippet from Trunk Records' forthcoming release of recordings by the Children's Opera Chorus, Rhymes and Improvisations, which grew out of Karl Orff's 1930s work with children in Munich, recordings which haven't been heard since 1958 or haven't been available since 1958. And I'm going to follow that with a song performed by Bára Grimsdóttir, a composer and singer, someone who's really active in the Icelandic music scene, who I had the pleasure of meeting in Reykjavik a few weeks ago. The song she's going to sing is a story of a fox and a hunter, but first of all, the children.
Nina, Dina, Dina, Das, Catalina, Wina, Was, Spit, Spot, Must Be Done, Twiddle and Twaddle and 21. Nina, Dina, Dina, Das, Catalina, Wina, Was, Spit, Spot, Must Be Done, Twiddle and Twaddle and 21.
Thank you.
That's the voice of Bára Grimsdóttir with her other half, Chris Foster, who's now made his home in Iceland, and John Kirkpatrick there too, the story of the fox and the hunter, taken from an epic Icelandic ballad. And it was lovely to spend a bit of time with Bára and Chris in Iceland recently, getting Bára's take on the Icelandic folk history, as well as Chris's viewpoint as someone who's moved there from the UK. And I think there are a lot of folk riches to be explored. And just before that, a couple of tracks from the Children's Opera Chorus from a CD coming out very shortly on Trunk Records. I've been playing you some different versions of the song Strange Fruit over the last couple of months, I suppose. And again, many thanks for all your suggestions. We're definitely working our way through a lot of them. And although I've already played one by Jeff Buckley, we also got permission to play you this rather special one, which Jeff recorded at the studios of WFMU in 1993 for producer Nicholas Hill. So thanks to WFMU and the family estate for giving us permission to play this.
So the trees bear strange fruit, blood on the leaves and blood at the root, black bodies swing in the southern breeze, strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. now pastoral singing of the gallant sound of the bulging eyes and twisted, twisted mouth, scent of magnolia, sweet and fresh, and then the sudden smell of burning flesh. For the wind to sun, for the sun to run, for the tree to drop. Well, here is your strange and bitter.
The sparseness of that version of Strange Fruit. Jeff Buckley recorded at the studios of WFMU on the 1st of September 1993 for producer Nicholas Hill. And many thanks to all of those who gave us permission to play that for you. Well, tonight's Late Junction collaboration session with Jerry Douglas and Stian Carstensen is coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Here's a project now from the German musician Martin Jules, writing here under the name of Krill Minima. And this is a track called Bienenkorb, which I think means beehive.
Thank you.
That's the voice of Siming To, who comes from a family of concert pianists, and she's about to tour her song cycle called Songs for My Grandmother. And I can give you the dates of that as well. The first of her concerts is on Sunday the 10th of March at the Purcell Room at London South Bank Centre. That's part of the Women of the World Festival. And then she's going on to Band on the Wall in Manchester, The Shed at Broadby, The Dome in Brighton, and ending the tour on the 15th of March at the North Wall Arts Centre in Oxford. And just before that, the sound of Krill Minima and Bienenkorb. Well, on Tuesday's programme, I was telling you about my visit to the Bedroom Community Studios in Reykjavik, where Valgeir Sigurdsson showed me around. I met the fabulous studio team there and looked at the huge collection of instruments. Paul Cawley was working there at the time, and I played you a track from his recent CD on Tuesday. You can listen back via the iPlayer, of course, if you missed the programme. But another musician who's part of the Bedroom Community roster is the singer Sam Amidon. So just before we bring together Oslo and Nashville in the Lake Junction studios in tonight's collaboration session, here's a song from Sam.
Pretty fair damsel in the garden, brave young soldier riding by, he rode up to her all to view her. My pretty fair miss, won't you fancy me? You're not a man of a noble honor. You're not the man I had taken you to be. Or you wouldn't impose on a single lady who your bride can never be. True love in the army, and he's been there for 7 long years. And if he stays there 7 years longer, no other man can marry me. He's on some watercourse drowned. Perhaps he's on some battlefield slain. Perhaps he's to some fair girl married. My pretty fair miss, you'll never see him again. Well, if he's drowned, I hope he's happy. Or if he's on some battlefield slain. Or if he's to some fair girl married. I love the girl.
Sam Amidon, one of the Bedroom Community artists, and his version of Pretty Fair Damsel. And thank you to all of the Bedroom Community team who made me so welcome at their studios in Reykjavik. I'm Fiona Talkington. You are listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. And the time has come now to bring together two fantastic musicians for the latest in our series of Late Junction collaboration sessions. I've been trying, it must be for about 7 years now, to get someone who Alison Krauss describes as the greatest dobro player the world has ever known. That's Jerry Douglas. together with the brilliant multi-instrumentalist Stian Carstensen. And one night in Broadcasting House in London, they shook hands for the first time, got out a dobro, an accordion and a banjo, and made sweet music. Jerry Douglas, Stian Carstensen, and we've got you together at last. I don't know how many years it's taken, but it's great to hear you live in the studio. And that was a little Cajun ramble?
Was something we just came up with. I mean, Stian had the basic idea for it, and I think we did ramble around a little bit until we found other parts that worked. And that's the beauty of collaboration right there.
So just before we go on, hear some more music. What instruments have you brought with you today?
Well, I just have a Resophonic guitar, dobro guitar. But it's not made by the Dobro company. It's made by a guy named Paul Beard. It's a signature model guitar that I have. I worked on a lot of things on the inside of it, made it special, made it different than other Resophonic guitars. And I like it. I really like this thing. And so I play it all the time.
Could you tell me a little bit about, you know, where the dobro comes from? You know,
certainly.
The name itself is interesting.
Certainly, yeah. The dobro comes from a shortened term for dopiera brothers, who were Slovakians. and immigrated to the United States in the very early 1920s as cabinet makers and violin makers, invented the national steel guitar. And then when the war effort kicked in, they saw the demand for steel came up so high, they knew they needed to create a wooden-bodied guitar that would serve the same purpose. And there was a Hawaiian craze going on in the United States at the same time. So they liked Hawaiian guitars, but the guitars weren't loud enough. So they built this shiny metal top on the guitar and built like a speaker cone inside of it. So the sound goes down and comes out really fast. Makes the guitar a little louder, and you play it with a steel slide. So there's some really different things about it than a regular guitar.
It's such a distinctive sound, really soulful, but can be such fun as well.
Can be. Perfect. Because of it, the slide in, you know, in it, it's much like a violin, you know, that there is no set note. I'm not pressing down against a fret. I mean, the bar that I hold in my hand is the fret. It's like a movable fret. So if there's a bad note, that's mine. It's not the guitar.
Stian, you've brought a very powerful accordion with
yeah.
you.
It's also made for me, this accordion. Inside it has old cannons from Second World War, actually, which they melted and made reeds for accordion. It's an old guy in Moscow who's doing that together with his son. So they spent half a year making this reed set for this accordion. And my friend who has the Italian factory, Bugatti, he went to Moscow to pick these things up, and he put it together with the body of the Italian accordion. Now it's a good combination.
It's a very loud accordion.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a real
beautiful sound,
beast.
It's a beast. It can be beautiful, also really rough if you're playing for drunk people who are dancing, which I do sometimes.
Well, you do quite often, I believe.
Yeah.
And you've brought a banjo along as well, which we're
yes.
going to hear a bit later on.
In Norway, that's two of the most hated instruments.
What, the accordion and the banjo?
So there was this guy said, I have this old car which I can't lock, and say, how do you dare to put the accordion in there? And I said, well, last time I put it there was another accordion when I came back, you know. So.
And now you have a banjo too.
Yeah, so I need a bagpipe, but then it's a hat trick.
I'm sure we can find you one. If anyone's got a spare bagpipe, set of bagpipes, then we'll pass them on to Stian.
Thank you very much. I'll be doomed forever.
But you'd never actually met until we brought you two together in the studio, though we've been planning this for a long time and getting through quite a lot of music this evening. So let's have a second tune from you, something I think a bit more soulful coming up. But have you thought of a name for it yet?
I have this friend, Ali Bain, this Shetland fiddler. I just love the guy, and he's taught me a lot about tone and how long to hold a note. You know, he plays this beautiful airs, you know, on the violin. He told me one time, he said, when you're playing a long note, he said, play the note long enough until you see a tear come form in the corner of an eye, and then release the note. So I thought, that's really good advice. So this, we've named the tune Bain's Bane. Thank you.
Was going from something really beautiful to that was great fun.
Yeah,
the
end. To the ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, well. So, what tunes have we just heard there?
Chicken Reel.
Yeah.
And what do we
Shucking
play?
The Corn.
Shucking the Corn, an Earl Scruggs tune, our tribute to Earl Scruggs, who passed away this past year at 88 years old. Was a great friend of mine. But Stan, he did the thing to the banjo that Earl did to the banjo as well. You just play it with all your heart and soul, and what comes out, and it's another beast. You know, the banjo is a hard instrument to play. And he's chosen the two hardest instruments to play probably there are on this planet. So he's doing pretty well at it, I think.
Stian, is this your only banjo or do you have a whole collection at home?
Usually you're just allowed to have one, I guess. No, it's I should say that the reason I started to play this instrument because I saw this movie, maybe you see that, Jerry, Deliverance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That'll scare you.
Yeah, it did.
Stay away from banjos for a while.
Well, it's so sinister with this weird things happening, but very happy music in the background all the time. And when I saw that dueling banjos in the 80s, I just, oh, I got to learn to play the banjo, you know.
So many people learn to play the banjo from that movie. Yeah.
It's incredible. It's a revival.
For an instrument, yeah.
Did you grow up in a musical family, Jerry?
I did. Well, my father was a steel mill worker, but he was proficient enough on the guitar and as a lead singer, and also had a band, led a band from as far back as I can remember. And so I grew up in the house, you know, going to school in the morning, I would be listening to the Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys, either on the radio. I grew up way up next to the Great Lakes in Ohio, northern Ohio. So if the weather was right, we could hear Nashville, Tennessee, the Clear Channel, WSM. But if the weather wasn't good, like it often was not good, we would be listening to a record. And those are those big black things that spin and you put a needle down on them. And for people out there that had never seen one of those. And so I'd listen to that, at night I was going to sleep listening to the huge rock stations out of Cleveland. Ohio. It was a rock mecca there as well. So I was a confused young man and didn't know what kind of music I wanted to play. So hence I play all kinds of music now, but on a dobro. And because of my father, I'm a musician, I'm sure. Yeah. He's a great man, a great guitar player and singer. Oh. 80 years old now, still playing.
Fantastic. And Stian, what about your musical background?
Same with me. My dad is the reason I play. He brought an accordion to the home when I was 8, 9 years old. And I said, Dad, you know, I really want to play the piano. And he said, you know, accordion is the grand piano of the social democracy. I don't know how to say it in English. But and then I understood, well, that's really important, I guess, so I had to do it. I started to play it and said, after 3 weeks, we're going to play in a wedding. So he taught me one waltz first night, and then I was hooked. I played all the time. But my grandfather also played, and his father played. My mother's father, it's like 5 generations on each side. So didn't really have a choice when I was a kid, but it was okay, you know. So we did a lot of weddings and learned traditional music. And my dad also played in like a Shadows band, guitar. So I also exposed to different kind, just like Dag Jerry. So I was a little confused kid, you know. So when I was 14, I started to play in a black metal band. But in the weekends, we played weddings with my dad with accordions. I didn't tell anyone that, of course. But...
yeah, that was the same with me. I didn't tell anybody I played bluegrass music. It was just really? Was not cool where I lived. No. Well, no one knew until I was a senior in high school and had been on the road with a professional band the summer before.
Really?
Before anyone knew I was a musician.
Well, that's exactly the same with the accordion because people thought I was really corny, you know, so tried to hide that I played accordion because that was absolutely not cool thing to do.
Yeah.
So that's weird. It's kind of similar, I guess.
It's worked out, though, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've done all right. Are you going to bring a tear to our eyes next? We have another slow tune.
Oh, we're going to play Wild Mountain Time. It's just an old Scottish ballad and has a lot of respect in that country. And, you know, will make entire stadiums stand up and sing. And I learned the song from a guy named Dick Gawkin up in Scotland on a TV show that I do called Transatlantic Sessions. And I love the song and been playing it for years now. And Stian mentioned it when we were thinking about tunes to play, and I just loved the song and jumped at the chance to play it, especially with him.
Yeah, same to me. I like that song very much. It has this psalm kind of quality that in Norway we like, you know, church music are a little bit, it's a little bit like this slow things with a lot of things going on, even if it's slow, you know. So I can relate to that song.
Well, that was such a gorgeous version of Wild Mountain Time. So glad to bring you together to play that. We are wiping that tear from our eyes right now. Maybe we'll go out on a bit of a party. Have you got something up your sleeve that we could do?
Yeah, I mean, we could do some... Well, I grew up playing swing jazz music, and this is not... It's like Western swing, isn't it?
It's Western swing. It's Bob Wills, Texas Playboys, yeah. Kind of swing, yeah. It's an easy tune to play, but it's got, there are so many things you can do to it, you know. While it is a simple melody, it's a dance tune. So it swings, and if the music swings, the people swing. And if the people swing, they're happy.
Well, it's been really great having you in the studio. I hope you've enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah.
I have enjoyed it, and we've been trying to do this, like you say, for so many years, and for whatever reason that I couldn't make or Stian couldn't make it, I'm so happy we finally did this. I mean, I think I've made a friend for life, and I know we'll play again.
It's a little bit like when I was a kid, Christmas was fun. It's not that fun anymore, but this is like Christmas when I was a kid. Aww. You understand what I mean? So, yeah, I've been listening to this guy since 88. I heard the first record, so it's a little bit unreal, but I'm starting to get over the shock.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. So, thanks. Let's go out with Panhandle Rag. Handle Rag from two wonderful musicians, two great people. It was such a pleasure to have in the Late Junction studio for our Late Junction collaboration session. Jerry Douglas and Stian Carstensen. Do have a look at my blog about the session on the Radio 3 website, and there are lots of photographs there as well. And you can download the music as a podcast. Well, Jerry mentioned the great Shetland fiddler Ali Bain, whom he works with on the Transatlantic sessions. This is Ali now, recorded in the 1970s, Neil Gow's Lament. Thank you. Well, you might have recognised the tune, Rock of Ages. That was recorded on the musical Stones of Skiddaw by Jamie Barnes and Brian Dewan at the Keswick Museum in the Lake District. And before that, the great Shetland fiddler Ali Bain, recorded back in the 1970s with Neil Gow's Lament. The Bristol Jazz and Blues Festival takes place this weekend. Tomorrow night, you might be going to see the legendary Ginger Baker.
We'll be right back.
Ginger Baker and a number called Makuta. Ginger Baker's at the Bristol Jazz and Blues Festival tomorrow night. All the details of the concerts online. Well, earlier on I played you Icelandic folk music performed by Bára Grimsdóttir. Bára's also a composer. It's very typical in Iceland for musicians to wear many musical hats as performers and composers in different genres. This is a choral piece of hers performed by the men of the Hjómeki Choir. Traditional words praising Mary, Maiden Glorious.
Thank you.
beautiful sound of the men of the Hjumiki Choir in Iceland, a piece written by Bára Grimsdóttir, Mary Maiden Glorious. And I've got more Icelandic music for you next week here on Late Junction, music which I brought back from my recent trip to Reykjavik. And you can read more about that on my blog on the Radio 3 website. Tomorrow night, Lopo Kotari is here for World on 3, and it's a concert set from the Malian Tuareg band Tamacrest, recorded in Glasgow at Celtic Connections in January. And on Monday night, Jez Nelson will be here as usual with Jazz on 3. It's a session from the Argentinian pianist and composer Guillermo Kleiner, performing at the Wigmore Hall in London. Well, I thought it might be appropriate to end the programme tonight with a track featuring Jerry Douglas with Alison Krauss and Union Station, a beautiful song, The Dimming of the Day. Thanks for your company tonight. I look forward to seeing you again on Tuesday. Good night.
A broken promise. Ooh. Hello, I'm John Shea. Welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night, which starts today with a piano recital given in Barcelona in March 2012. Now, the Palau de la Música Catalana is the most riotously decorated concert hall I've ever seen. Do have a look for some of the photos of it online, and I think you'll see what I mean. I don't know what Bach, Chopin or Ravel would have made of it. I'm tempted to say that of the composers on Yuliana Avdyeva's programme, perhaps only Prokofiev would have felt completely at home there. Well, that said, there's no shortage of decoration in the work by J.S. Bach that fills this first half hour. It's his B minor overture in the French style, BWV 831.